You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL Coco, 99.9 FM.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Sounds. We are elated that you have chosen this broadcast on this evening, and we look forward to God blessing you. Stay tuned.
Hello and welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in today. You are listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are a radio broadcast ministry of Victory International Praise Ministries. God bless you and thank you so much for tuning in today. We're delighted that you're joining us each weekday, Monday through Friday, right here at 6 p.m. WWBC 100.7 FM 99.3 FM radio dial. I'm your host today, Andre Jordan. I want to let you know Victory International Praise Ministries is located at 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida. Our wonderful pastors are Pastor Thomas and Teresa Robinson. We always want you to know you are welcome at any time to visit our service. Tuesday night at 7 p.m., Sunday morning at 11 a.m. We would love to meet you and welcome you. You may come to Victory as a visitor, but you're going to leave knowing that Jesus loves you and that you are a very important person to the kingdom of God. Today, we're continuing to speak from a topic, My Will Must Be Submitted, Committed to the Will of the Father. We talked on this topic before and it was awesome. Learning how to commit our will fully to the Father till we come to the place that His will, the Father's will, the will of the Father must become my own will. That is what we're striving for, that I am 100% surrendered to God and I'm striving every day to make His will my will, to my will lines up with His will. My will is committed to His will. That is our prayer, heart's prayer today. And so we're continuing as we talk about the will. I'm reminded of Apostle Paul and how he taught about how we will to do, but we struggle with our will. 2 points that we've already covered. Our will is a powerful tool that God has given us. God has made us in His image. He's given us, we're a triune creation. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. It's a triune God. We likewise are a triune mankind. We are a spirit. We have a soul and we live and dwell and move in our body. And within that soulish realm, we've got our mind, our intellect, our emotions, our will, our opinions and attitude and heart posture and agendas and motives. And God wants that will surrendered to Him because it's the control center of who we are, our thoughts, our reasoning. So that must be surrendered to God. Otherwise, we can establish wrong belief systems. Otherwise, we can go and do and have conduct and behaviors that oppose God and oppose His kingdom. We know who the great opposer was. The great opposer was Satan. Satan said, I will ascend to the heavens. I will exalt my throne. He was confused, but we can see how he made decision of his will to try and thwart God, try to take over heaven, try to cause a revolt and a revolution in heaven. And so we can see what a will gone wrong looks like. We can see what a will gone wrong looks like to us. And so we're going to, let's look at that real quick. Look at 2 Corinthians 11 right quick. Let's see. 2 Corinthians 11. Let's take a quick look at that. Pardon me. Let me get to where I'm supposed to be. Stay with me. 11 and 14. Okay, so it talks about Satan transforming himself as transforming himself as an angel of light. Let me go back to our points and I'll find the scripture and we will cover that scripture. But point number one was our will is a powerful tool that can be used, God has given us. And the point number two, our will is a powerful tool that can be used for good or bad. Used for good or bad. So we can see Isaiah, not 2 Corinthians, but Isaiah. Thank you, Jesus. We want to look at Isaiah 14 real quick. Isaiah 14. I'm flipping there as quick as I can. Isaiah 14. And then, we've got it. Thank you, Holy Spirit. God, you're good. Okay, let's look at this. So point number one. Our will is a powerful tool that God has given us, and he's given us freedom with that will. He did not make robots, so we have choice and we have freedom how we exercise our will. Point number two, our will has been given by God. It's a powerful tool that can be used for good or bad. And the reason we're looking at the scripture in Isaiah 14, 12 through 14 is because Satan is the best example I know of using one's will for evil. Isaiah 14 reads, "How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nation? For thou hast said in your heart," okay, "I will ascend." Let me go back. "For thou hast said," Satan said in his heart, "I will." I want to emphasize that because we're talking about the will and we're talking about how our will must be committed to the Father's will. Our will must be surrendered to the Father's will. We've got to come into the place that I must make my will his will. The Father's will must become my will. That is what we're talking about today. That is the kingdom sound. Checking ourselves. Nobody else. Checking ourselves, doing individual self-inventory before the Lord. Is the Father's will my will? Have I made the Father's will my will? Is that my goal, intent, and purpose, and what I'm striving and aiming at with my bullseye? So we're reading the text from Isaiah 14, verse 12. "How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground now, you who did weaken the nations?" You've been thrown down to the earth. Verse 13, "For you said, Lucifer, in your heart, I will." That's the problem. When we use and execute and choose to use our will for evil in opposition against God, You said, I will ascend to the heaven. Number two, I will, you said, Lucifer, exalt my throne above the stars of God. Lucifer said, I will. So many I wills in this passage. Sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. He said, verse 14, I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Listen to what Lucifer said. Listen and see how he tried to exert and use his will. But the problem was he didn't use his will for good. He tried to use his will to go against God. So he's our chief example of how you use your will for evil. We talked about Jonah, another Bible example of a prophet of God, a man of God that used his will to say, I won't go to preach to Nineveh. I won't preach to the Ninevites. If I preach to them, they'll repent, and they're so bad and evil and wicked and nasty. I don't want them to repent. I don't want to see them saved. I don't want to see you show mercy, God. How many times do we fail to obey God because we don't want somebody to receive forgiveness? We don't want somebody to receive mercy. We don't want to receive somebody that we judge and determine has been evil, rotten, nasty, mean, crooked, wrong in all kinds of ways, sinful. We don't want to see them get God's grace. Not them. We say they've done too much. But the Lord is saying, submit your will to me. Submit your will to me. Surrender your will to me. Commit your will to me. I'm God. I judge righteously. I rule in the heavens. Stay out of my business and keep your will submitted. I do what's right. I make these calls and these decisions. You only know in part. Lean not to your own understanding. What I'm calling you to do is understand my word and obey me. Understand what I say and submit and commit your will to me. So we see Satan is a chief example of how a will can be used for evil, of how a will can be used for wrong. The Tower of Babel in Genesis 11, 1 through 8, another example. The people put their will together. The people had a plan. And the Lord looked down and saw what they were doing. And he said, these people, they put their mind and will together. They got a plan. Nothing will be unstoppable for them. Except I go down and confuse their language, and now they can't communicate, and they can't work in unity and harmony. They can't join wills and come up with a plan and erect a tower to heaven. And the problem with what they were doing is God wasn't a part of their plan. They were trying to find a way around him, excluding God. We'll do it ourselves. We'll do it my way. We'll find our own way to the heavens. And so that's always a problem. When we take our will and execute our will and we go and oppose God in the opposite direction of God. Because our will, we said, can be used for good or evil. And so therefore, it must be submitted to God. A will that isn't submitted to God, my gosh, it will see the whole list of the works of the flesh executed in our lives. Our will must be submitted to God. I want to read some other passages of scripture. Mark 14, verse 36. Let me flip really quick and prayerfully. I can flip faster than I was flipping on finding that Isaiah. Mark chapter 14. I'm almost there. Stay with me. God bless you. Glad you're tuning into Kingdom Sounds Victory International Praise Ministries broadcast. Mark 14, verse 36, and it reads, and Jesus went forward a little bit further in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he fell on the ground, and he prayed that if it were possible, God, let this hour pass from me. And he said, Abba, Father, verse 36, all things are possible for you. Take away this cup. Take away this cup of suffering. Take it away from me. But he said, nevertheless, not what I will, but what thou will. Nevertheless, not what I want done. Let your will be done. That is the pattern. The reason we look at that verse is because Jesus, we looked at Isaiah. We looked at how Satan using his will for evil is the chief and prime example of a will gone wrong, used to oppose God, used for evil. Jesus always is our chief example of a will submitted to the Father. Jesus is always our example of a will in surrender, full surrender, a will yielded and committed in the face of dying, preparing to die the death of the cross. In the face of that agony that I must go through this, I must be separated from the Father to go through this, I must, Jesus, sir, we will struggle, but guess what? The fact that Jesus trusted the Father, we gotta trust him. In order to submit our will completely to God, in order to commit fully to God and surrender our will to him, we've got to trust God. Jesus was able to surrender and submit his will to the Father because he trusted him. Sometimes we're shaky in our trust, if we're honest. Sometimes we're shaky in our trust. We're leaning to our own understanding when the scripture tells us, lean not to your own understanding. We got to be honest. When we're honest with God, he can help us. God, help us today. When we're honest with him, he can help us. God, help us. I pray in the name of Jesus. But Jesus trusted the Father, and so therefore, he could submit the will. You and I, God, increase our trust. Help us to be able to trust you and trust your word. Help us to be sold out to you in every area. Yes, we're human. Yes, we got human frailties. But I declare we can make a determination of my will. I declare today, I'm committing my will to the Father. I'm committing to make the Father's will my own. And I believe that as we make that commitment and the declaration that goes with it, I commit and declare today, I'm making the Father's will my own, that more and more and more, just like a bullseye, we might not quite get the center of the bullseye every time, but we're going to be in one of the rings around the center. And as we strive to make the Father's will our own, we're going to get closer and closer and closer and closer and closer to the bullseye. Let's look at another passage. I want to look at Matthew 7. We have time. Let's look at Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 and 23. So Matthew chapter 7, join me. Use your phone, use your Bible, whatever tool you have accessible. But if you're driving, keep both hands on the wheel. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 through 23, and it reads, "Not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father which is in heaven." Jesus is speaking. He says, many will say to me, Jesus, in that day, Lord, Lord, we have prophesied in your name. Lord, Lord, we cast out devils in your name. Lord, Lord, we did many wonderful works and miracles in your name. And Jesus says, verse 23, "And I will profess to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work iniquity." Really quickly, I want to look at those same verses of scripture in the Passion Translation just because I like how it just broke it down even a little bit more simply. And it says, "Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but only those that persist." Are you and I persisting today? Let's get our persistence up in this good way. Jesus says, only those who persist in doing the will of my Heavenly Father. I declare today, I'm persistent in doing the will of the Father. Let's, God, help us to increase in persisting to do the will of the Father. Jesus said, on the day of judgment, when he will say to me, Lord, Lord, don't you remember us? I prophesied in your name. I cast out demons in your name. I did many miracles in your name. But Jesus is going to declare, get away from me, you lawless and rebellious people. I was never joined to you. Why? Because you did not obey the Father. Because you did not do the will of the Father. We're talking about committing and surrendering our will to the Father. It requires trusting him, yes. And it also requires obeying him. When I trust him, I can obey him. The scripture tells us, if you love me, keep my commands. If you love me, obey me. We talked about Jonah. He disobeyed. God created a big fish situation for him. until out of the belly of the big fish, he cried out. He repented in there. And God caused the big fish, the same big fish that God caused to swallow him up. God caused the same big fish to spew him out. And Jonah ran with the strength of God to get on task and get on assignment and fulfill the will of God. When we surrender our wills today, oh my gosh, God will cause, when we repent first for not walking in obedience, not trusting him, not yielding, not listening to the Father's voice, when we repent first and foremost, that's step one. Always, if my people which are called by my name will humble themselves, we turn from our wicked ways and we come to God in repentance, then God will give us a Jonah experience after the big fish. He will cause us to run in his strength, our strength be renewed like the eagles. He'll cause us to get back on track, back on task, back on assignment. And we can do a great work for God. God wants to use us in this hour. God wants to use the people of God. And God wants to save those that are hearing this sound, this kingdom sound. He wants to save and use you. The train wreck of our lives, our past, our mistakes, our failures, God wants to use that for a testimony. God wants to use and make us into what he's called, who he's called us to be. It's not over. If you're listening, it's not over. All you have to do is receive Christ, and it's so easy. Just believe that he died for your sins. Just believe that he was born of a virgin, and he was born in the earth realm. He lived and died those 33 years. He was buried, and he was resurrected by the power of God, and he is now seated on the right hand of God, and that he loves you. He died for your sins and my sins. And if we receive him, he makes a great exchange. His sins, our sins upon him as he died on the cross, and we get a clean slate and a fresh start through the power of Jesus Christ. That is the best way you and I can use our will today. For those that are saved and we know him and we're walking with him and we're striving, greater surrender, greater commitment, greater yielding, a greater yes to the Lord, yes to his will, yes to his way. Yes, we will obey him. A greater surrender to commitment. I want to say this, point number three, let me just make sure I covered point number three. Point number three was that our will can be used for good or evil, and so therefore our will must be submitted to God. We talked about that for sure. Point number four, no one can stop us from committing to the will of the Father, because God has given us all power in heaven and earth, has been given to Jesus Christ, and Jesus has delegated his power and authority to us. And Jesus has said, no weapon formed shall prosper against us. The word tells us. The word tells us that Christ has given us dominion over powers and rulers and principalities. So can't nothing stop us from committing our will to the will of the Father. Just like in the natural, can't nothing stop us when we make up our mind to do anything. You let somebody try to stop you, he'll run over him with a Mack truck if you have to do what you say you're going to do. Every day, all of us, when we wake up, what is within our heart and mind and will to do, those are the things we do. And there's many times every day we leave something undone. But eating is important to us. Guess what? We make up our mind and will. I'm going to eat. We eat. Sleep. I make up my mind and will. I need some sleep. I'm going to bed now. You know, so we see in our daily lives, we make up our mind. I'm going to work on time. I got to get to my job. Let somebody try to stop you from working. Oh, my goodness, they're going to get run over. So we see in our lives how we use our will every day. Every day we're using it. God wanted to surrender to him because there's assignment. There's call. There's giftings in our lives that God wants accessible and useful in impacting the kingdom of God. So can't nothing and nobody stop you from committing your will to the Father, from yielding your will to the Father, to the Holy Spirit of God. Only you and I make choices of our will to not obey God, to disobey God. So we have to be determined, and we have to, I want to say, be focused. Be focused on the will of God. Be focused, because our will has to do with our inner nature. It shows up. Our mind, our will, our emotions, our thoughts, our intellect, all of that's in that soulless realm. Our inner nature, our heart, it indicates the posture and the direction. If we're not willing, if there's rebellion within us, is there's independence within us versus being dependent upon the Father like He's instructed us, our focus has to be on the will of God, making His will our will. Our focus has to be on our allegiance to God, our loyalty, our commitment, being intentional, choosing to love and obey Him, choosing to follow His plan, the plan of God. Not being like Apostle Paul that says, what I will to do. Oh, we never got to that Romans 7:5 chapter, so I just gotta leave the verse for you. We never got to that one. Romans, I believe it was chapter 7, verse 5. So you're going to have to read that one on your own. I just want to thank you for listening and say God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in every weekday, 6 p.m. right here, the Kingdom Sound Broadcast, a ministry of Victory International Praise Ministries. And I pray that this word has been a blessing today, and that you're committing even more and more your will to the will of the Father. You're making His will your own. We invite you always to come and visit us at one of our service times, Tuesday at 7 p.m., Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Our pastors, Pastor Thomas and Teresa Robinson, welcome you with open arms. You're always welcome at Victory. You may come as a visitor. You will leave at family. You will leave knowing that Jesus Christ loves you, and so do we. God bless you. May you continue to walk in victory.
Thank you for listening in to Kingdom Sounds. Be sure to listen in Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Our service times are Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. and Tuesdays at 7:30 p.m. If you have a prayer request, you can send it in to vipministries@att.net. We are located at 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida, 32935. VIP is empowering God's people to overcome what's overcoming them and mobilizing them to impact society. Our prayer is that God will bless you and keep you, that He will make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Be blessed.
You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS Rockledge, Melbourne, Palmbay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL Coco, 99.9 FM.
Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. John's the author of the best-selling MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. Well, John, you certainly agree there's a strong connection between the evil world system around us and Satan, its designer. But a question along that line today. In areas where you see a satanic agenda at work, maybe in government or in entertainment, does Satan exercise direct control over it? Does he actually call the shots in what's happening out there today?
Well, the answer to that question is both yes and no. If Satan wasn't here, the world would still be full of evil, because human nature is fallen.